This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It is always good to see Attorney Justin Ellis from Zachariah Brown. So this is how it works. You get an opportunity every other Saturday in the noon hour to call us at 866-391-1020. And you get that legal question when it comes to elder law answered on the spot. So when you think of elder law, you think of wills, you think of power of attorneys, you think of estate planning, you think of trust, you think of the five-year look back, you think of Medicare, Medicaid, all of these things, veterans benefits, and more. So don't delay. And if you are that caregiver for mom or dad or your significant other and you've got questions and you need answers now, so much so that maybe even before we hit the airwaves, these were the things you were waking up to and thinking about on a Saturday. Well, now that the lunchtime is here, this is your golden opportunity to phone in and get all of those questions answered right now. Free legal advice until 1 o'clock. So don't delay. All four lines are available, 866-391-1020. And you know, Justin, these are topics that do keep people up at night, especially for the caregivers out there. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me. Always good to see you. Yeah, and you hit the nail on the head. Caregivers... It is thankless work. It is such an important role, and it's part of our approach at Zachariah Brown is to view things holistically. And actually, we have an upcoming event. It is our Learn, Care, Share program, where we try to get resources all in one place in one day so that caregivers can get the information that they need, but it's also just a support environment. So that if you need a break, you need somebody to talk to who knows what you're going through. It is such a wonderful event. So that is coming up on May 2nd at 9 a.m. at the Loft Conference Center at South Point. There is a vendor fair. There are speakers. So Christine Brown Murphy and Colleen Brakovich, two of the partners, will be speaking. Sarah Murphy from the Alzheimer's Association will be speaking. Ben Meyer and Sarah Keach from Oasis Senior Advisors will be there. So it's really a wonderful event. If you're interested, please go to our website, zachbrownlaw.com. That's ZACBROWNlaw.com. And you can register there. Again, May 2nd at 9 a.m. at the Loft Conference Center at South Point. Really great resources for any caregiver. Really recommend checking that out. We've done it in the past and gotten such wonderful feedback that we just keep doing it.
You know, and here's the thing. 90% of the stuff you worry about never comes true, but you do get consumed by it, especially if your mom and dad told you your entire life, I'm counting on you, and then maybe they're dealing with dementia, Alzheimer's, and you can't even communicate with them. And fear can be your worst enemy, but know this, all of it's fixable if you make the call.
Oh, absolutely. There are so many resources available to you that you don't know are out there. And so, you know, that's why we're here. We do all of the legal planning, but we also have resources that we can guide you to that will get you through the process in more than just a legal framework.
All right, McKeesport, McMurray, Wexford, Delmont, Bradenton, and Pompano Beach, and that brand spanking new office that's getting rave reviews in Bonita Springs. The one number that connects to everything, all of these offices, 724-942-6200. But if you want that legal advice, you want to get some free legal advice right now and get some help, you need to give us a call, 866-391-1020. Here's Phil in Butler on the air with Attorney Justin Ellis of Zachariah Brown. Go ahead, please, Phil. How are you?
I'm real good. How are you?
Good, sir. Go ahead.
My wife is currently in the psychiatric ward in the hospital, and it's being trying to be decided whether she is able to come home or whether she must be placed somewhere else. I'm wondering what's the best option for me to do at this time. Do I attempt to get a power of attorney? It's a very, very long and complicated story. I don't know if we can get to it all in this question.
Yeah, so these situations are always very fact specific. So I think first and foremost, when we have clients call in situations like yours, we want to gather some more information. We want to meet with you and discuss, you know, all of the circumstances and develop a game plan. So we would want to know, do you have any legal documents in place currently? First and foremost being a durable financial power of attorney and a healthcare power of attorney. If you don't have those documents in place, we need to assess whether we can legally have her sign a power of attorney. Will she understand that document to the point where it will be legally binding? And just having a psychiatric diagnosis or a dementia diagnosis does not mean that you can't sign power of attorney. So we really need to get a sense of, you know, what is the cognitive ability there to understand and work through that process. If we can't do power of attorney, we might wind up having to go through a guardianship. But really, time is of the essence. The sooner you meet with us, the more planning we can do and the more options that you have, because we want to make sure that she gets the care that she needs, but also that you're taken care of as well.
Phil, do you need that number, Phil?
Yes, okay.
Whenever you're ready.
I'm ready.
724-942-6200.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, good luck with that. This is what this show does in real time every other Saturday. Real life questions people are dealing with when it comes to elder law. You call right now and you get the answer. At least you know the next step you need to take. 866-391-1020. Yeah, let's go to Sharon. Sharon, you're on KDKA. How are you?
Hi. I have a question about vehicle title. I'm approaching 80. I own a vehicle outright. I have the title, no lien. Is it better to add one of my children's name to it so that when I pass, that it passes without going through probate?
So there are all different reasons to add joint owners or not add joint owners to assets. I will say that with automobiles, there is a process where you don't have to go through probate to transfer the title of a vehicle if that is all that is in the estate. So typically, I would say it is not worth adding a joint owner just to avoid probate of an automobile, because what that does is it may cause gifting issues. So if you need nursing home care and need to apply for Medicaid in the future, they may penalize you for having added, someone as a joint owner on that asset. They consider that a gift. It also poses potential liability issues. So if you add that joint owner and they get sued or declare bankruptcy or get divorced, that is an asset of theirs that their creditors can go after. So even if, you know, they are well-meaning, you could potentially be jeopardizing your automobile by adding them as a joint owner. And that goes with all assets. So automobile, house, bank accounts. I always caution people about adding joint owners to accounts.
Okay. You mentioned bank accounts. So should a checking account that's in a joint name with one of your children, should it read and or?
So
does it matter?
I typically advise not having a child as a joint owner on a bank account. I typically advise having a power of attorney that names that child as your agent. The power of attorney will give them all of the legal authority they need to access that money to pay your bills if you're unable to do so yourself, but it doesn't give them an ownership interest, because if they're on there as a joint owner, what happens is if they get divorced, declare bankruptcy, or get sued, that's their money and their creditors can go after it. And I've seen that happen with clients. I've also seen circumstances where you're trying to avoid inheritance taxes by adding them as a joint owner, and the child ends up dying unexpectedly before the parent, and you wind up paying inheritance taxes on your own money. So there are all sorts of unintended consequences to adding someone as a joint owner to an account, and typically we can achieve all of those goals by using a power of attorney.
Okay, I do have power of attorney, and I do have a durable medical document. So, one of my children is named as such. But okay, very good. That's great information. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling.
All right, we can give you that free legal advice, that answer that you're looking for. Power of attorney, wills, estate planning, trust, a 5-year look back, being a caregiver, things that you need to know. You need to give us a call right now. Telephone number is 866-391-1020. Real answers, real life issues in real time. And all you need to do is give us a call. 866-391-1020. And you can reach them at their offices, 724-942-6200. They're in McKeesport, McMurray, Wexford, Delmont, Bradenton, Pompano Beach, and their new office in Bonita Springs. ZachBrownLaw.com. Their very interactive website as well. But if you want that question answered from Attorney Justin Ellis now, hey, give yourself some peace of mind and give us a call. 866-391-1020. We'll be right back. Real problems, elder law questions, and you get those answers in real time, and they're free legal questions that you have answered right now by calling us at 866-391-1020. Here's Ruth in Pittsburgh for Attorney Justin Ellis, Zachariah Brown, Law for the Elderly on KDKA. Hi, Ruth.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Just a quick question. My husband and I were wondering how much we can gift to each of our children and their spouses each year without, like, alerting the IRS.
Yeah, so that's a great question. It changes every year. So this year it's going to be $17,000 per donee per year. And
so each of us, like, I could give it to him, he could give it to them each individually. So you could do 36 up to 72?
Correct. And so, again, that changes every year. That is an IRS rule. If you give more than that in a calendar year, that money is still not going to be taxed. That, if you exceed that amount, you have to report it to the IRS, because during your lifetime, you have a lifetime exclusion amount. And if you exceed the $17,000 per year, they put a little notation on, you know, your social security number and say, okay, this is going to go toward your lifetime amount. So most people do not have federal estate and gift tax issues. So, you know, I think currently we're over $26 million for married couples before you have to pay any kind of gift tax. So not a problem that most people have.
No, not my problem. But thanks for clarifying. I appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. And another important note on that is that, again, that is an IRS rule. That is different from, for instance, Medicaid rules for long-term care. We always get that issue. People come into our office, they're applying for Medicaid for the nursing home, and they say, you know, my accountant told me I could give $15,000, $16,000, $17,000 per donee per year without issue. And I have to explain to clients, the IRS is good with that, but Medicaid is going to have a problem with that.
All right, 866-391-1020. Get some of those legal questions answered right now. Give us a call. We got some lines available. Here's Gregory in Harmony, wants to talk power of attorney with Attorney Justin Ellis from Zachariah Brown on KDK. How are you, Gregory?
Hey, I'm doing all right. Thanks for taking my call. It's Harmony, not Harmony.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, specific question was, my brother wants to buy a piece of property off of me, just a small piece to put a trailer on. But when he dies, I want that property back, and I don't want to have to pay taxes on it. What do I need to do to cover that?
So I guess there are a number of ways you could potentially approach that. I think that is more of a real estate issue than a elder law issue. And a real estate attorney.
Well, we're
might,
both over 60.
Well, and I appreciate that. But a real estate attorney may have more creative ways of achieving what you want. So I could recommend, for instance, what's called a life estate, where you say during his lifetime, he has the use and enjoyment of it. Upon his passing, it reverts back to me. You could also have some sort of lifetime lease agreement, for instance. I think there are a number of things you could do. What makes the most sense in your circumstances, I think a real estate attorney would probably be able to handle better than me. But if you want, you can give the office a call. Again, 724-942-6200. Ask for me. We can talk in a little bit more detail. And if I can't help you, I can certainly find somebody who can.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you very much. So there's a guy from Harmony looking for some harmony. All right. 866-391-1020. So if you have a question and it's about elder law, give us a call. You know, we always seem to talk about wills, power of attorney, estate planning, because that's like the menu. I get it. But there are so many nuances and things that dovetail into other things that people don't even realize that need to be handled when they go to visit your law firm for something totally different.
Absolutely. So, we do, again, trying to focus holistically on planning. So we can set up care contracts with family members so that the care that they're providing, they're being compensated for. So that is often a strategy we use with, for instance, veterans benefits. So there is a veteran benefit out there that if the veteran or the surviving spouse of the veteran qualifies, you can get $2,200 a month, through their pension program that can be used for caregivers. So those are all sorts of issues that we can handle. And as you said, sort of the foundation, wills, powers of attorney, all of that. In fact, attorney Ben Urso from our office is doing a presentation this Thursday. That's February 29th at 9:30 at the Panera Bread in the Galleria in Mount Lebanon. And he's going to be presenting with Keith Traffican, wealth management advisor, on creating a solid asset protection plan for long-term care. Again, all of those estate planning documents, but with a focus on asset preservation, wealth transfer and legacy, and utilizing it to get long-term care.
All right. If you have a question for us, you need some legal advice, you want to call in and get some free good advice to help you get through the weekend and give you a little bit of peace of mind. If it's elder law, you've come to the right place. This is Zachariah Brown, of course, Law for the Elderly. Every other Saturday in the noon hour, attorney Justin Ellis is here. And that number is 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. What do you think really is the biggest fear when it comes to caregivers? What do you think they fret about the most?
Honestly, I think most caregivers are so focused and
on the care
in the weeds that they neglect themselves and they get burnt out. So again, that Learn, Care, Share program that I mentioned coming up in May, so important because it tries to get people to remember that you can't provide care to someone if you haven't taken care of yourself.
All right, so let me ask you this question. I'm obviously a whole lot older than you, light years older than you. And I grew up in an era where grandparents actually stashed the cash in the house, under the mattress, in the wall, in the basement, behind the washer, underneath the fireplace poker, everywhere.
We've seen it all, yeah.
Well, so what happens? What do you tell someone if they're like, you know, my mom and dad passed, the house is up for sale, and we're cleaning it out, and we just found like $100,000 in the wall? So you know it's happened.
It has. So that is all part of the assets of the estate. You need to make sure that you're following procedures to make sure that you don't face liability potentially.
Because here's what could happen. It could come up in some will or note. Don't forget, I put $100,000 behind the... So it could be documented, too. So in the big picture, it's better to be forthright, I would think.
Yeah. And so, for instance, if someone applies for Medicaid, there's that five-year look back. They want to know what you've done with your money. If you've been stashing money in the walls, you are still obligated to report that.
Yeah.
And you are signing, when you apply for Medicaid, you are signing a sworn statement that you are being forthright and honest about all of your assets. And if they find out later that there was money, they will try to recover that through what's called a state recovery.
Yeah, and if you think stashing it and you can say, hey, it's your Aunt Bessie, I just want to let you know, thanks for everything, and I'm getting ready to go into that nursing facility, but I'm going to give you this as a gift. It's still a five-year look back.
Yeah, and so what I try to tell clients is, everything we do in our office, we are being upfront and honest with Medicaid. There are enough strategies to protect assets and still get eligible following Medicaid's rules that we don't need to hide money.
No, and you actually enable people to save their money that they've saved.
Absolutely. And that is most of the clients coming into our office, that is their primary goal. How do I make sure that all of the savings that I've worked hard my entire life for, my house, how do I leave that to my kids? And we devise plans all within Medicaid's rules to make sure that that happens.
All right, listen, Marlena Monrover wants to talk gifts. So if you're curious about gifting and what you can gift and give not, and gift not, as far as that five-year look back, give us a call, 866-391-1020. Cash, possessions, all of that stuff. We'd love to hear from you. Attorney Justin Ellis is here until 1. 866-391-1020. And we'll get to Marlene right after the break. And you can reach them at their offices, 724-942-6200. All right. This is one of our old friends calling in, and he has called many times with Carl Zachariah, and he's here today with Justin Ellis. It is Zachariah Brown. Judge, how are you?
Fine, sir. How are you? This calls for Mr. Justin Ellis. Justin, your petition on motions has been granted. I signed the order Friday afternoon after reviewing the petition and your prayer for relief.
Thank you very much, Your Honor. I did get your voicemail.
Okay. The law doesn't take a holiday, as you know.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much for calling in. Any questions for me?
No, I'll just wait to see you in court.
Sounds good. Thank you for calling in, and I hope to see you soon.
Okay. Thanks, folks. Have a good day. Thanks, Rob.
You're welcome, sir. Good guy.
Absolutely.
Tell everybody who we were talking to, or I'm going to tell them, but you tell them.
That was Judge Michael McCarthy of the Orphans Court in Allegheny County. Always a joy to see and speak with him.
Yeah, absolutely. By the way, Judge Marmo, I guess somehow this week I've got to get together with him and Judge Ross, or they're going to hold me in contempt. So I don't know. Like I got so much going on, but we'll figure it out. Let's go to Marlene in Monroeville. Marlene, you're on KDK. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. My question is, I have a number of grandchildren, and I have quite a bit of money in 529s for the grandchildren. In addition, my son has been depositing into his son's account, and now everything is basically in my name. There would be beneficiaries. If something would happen to me, they would take over the accounts. If I would have to have Medicare at some point, would that be considered my money?
Yes. And that is a situation we run into frequently, because if it is in your ownership, even though it is for the benefit of the grandchildren, you retain the ability to withdraw that money, even though you would have to pay a penalty. You have the legal right to access that money. And so that is an opportunity that we see frequently for doing estate planning and long-term care planning, so that we can get those 529s out of your name, but still have them available for your grandchildren. We see that frequently. Yeah.
Would that still be under the five-year look back?
It would, and that's why we would want to sit down and develop a comprehensive plan, so that if you were to need long-term care within the next 5 years, that we have a plan in place if those 529s are transferred out of your name. And so we would want to sit down and work through all of the different scenarios to make sure, you know, worst case scenario, you are still taken care of, but those 529s are protected.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Marlene. 866-391-1020. Let's go to Joe, Pleasant Hills, 5-year look back. Joe, you're on KDK. How are you?
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome. Go ahead.
You mentioned the 5-year look back if you're on Medicaid. Does the IRS also have a 5-year look and is your money protected if it's in a trust, your houses or whatever?
So there are different rules for different, government entities. So Medicaid has a 5-year look back where they audit to see, have you given money away during the 5 years immediately before you apply for Medicaid, and they penalize you if you have. The Pennsylvania Department of Revenue has a similar rule for inheritance taxes. So if you give money away in anticipation of passing away, they tax that money. So if you have given money away within 1 year of your death, Pennsylvania Department of Revenue is going to tax that for inheritance tax purposes. But that is only a 1-year period, and that's for Pennsylvania inheritance taxes.
Not the IRS.
Correct. So the IRS really doesn't have any issues, with regard to a look back or anything like that. And the Pennsylvania revenue rules are going to apply whether you're utilizing a trust or not.
So if I go to you and I set a trust and put my house in the trust or whatever I put in there, I have 1 year to, before the Pennsylvania gets me, but I'm not involved with the IRS. The trust will help me, right?
Correct. So depending on what the circumstances are, we may actually, if we're utilizing a trust, we may want to pay Pennsylvania inheritance taxes on the assets in the trust, because Pennsylvania inheritance tax for lineal descendants, children, grandchildren, is 4.5%. If you're putting something like real estate into a trust, there are potential capital gains tax implications for the beneficiaries. So we get to choose. Are you going to pay the 4.5% inheritance taxes, or are you going to pay 15 or 20% on the gain? And so that's all an analysis that we do when we sit down with clients to figure out which is the most beneficial circumstance.
If I call your office, you'll give me the options and the best way to. Okay, thank you very much.
Absolutely.
All right, thank you for the call. Listen, we're down to our final segment and a half. If you have some questions about elder law and you want to get through, it's been a very busy hour. I highly urge you to grab some of these available lines while that real estate is open. 866-391-1020. Let's get to Hampton and say hi to Bill. Bill, you're on KDKA. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. A widow thinking about getting remarried. She is now collecting her deceased husband's Social Security and Teamsters pension plan. Will she lose those if she gets remarried?
The pension, I am not sure on. I would imagine not. And the Social Security is a good question. I would have to do more research on that. I don't believe that she would lose her Social Security, her increased survivor benefit.
It wouldn't be her Social Security, it would be her husband's.
Yes, correct. It's a survivor's benefit through Social Security based on her deceased spouses. And I would have to research more on that. She may be able to keep that, and she may also be able to choose between that and a spousal benefit based on her new spouse. But I think that there is a timing issue. I think you have to be married for a certain period of time before you can be eligible for either of those benefits. But if you give my office a call, I can definitely do the research on that and give you a clearer answer in that regard.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. All right, thank you. 866-391-1020. Christine, you're next up on KDK with Attorney Justin Ellis, Zachariah Brown, Law for the Elderly. Go ahead, please.
Hi. I have a two-part question. My first question is, what is considered a caregiver? Because I take care of my mom. She's able to, function on her own and everything, but she does have a balance issue where she needs a walker and to move about. And we also, years ago, combined checking accounts. So my second part of the question is, should we have not done that? Because on my income tax, I'm allowed to claim her as a dependent, but in the bank, so I can write checks and stuff, my name is also on the checking account.
Yeah, so with regard to the first question, you are absolutely a caregiver. So if you provide assistance, supervision, any of those things, you are a caregiver. So even if it is grocery shopping, meal planning, or just checking in to make sure that somebody, you know, is up, bathed, dressed, all of those things qualify you as a caregiver. And so absolutely, all of those things that you are doing qualify you as a caregiver. With regard to the second question, again, my typical advice is not to add children as a joint owner on a bank account. That okay. Power of attorney will accomplish all of the things you are trying to do without the negative implications. However, I would say before you go and remove your name, there are circumstances where it can make sense. And before you go through the hassle of removing a name from a bank account, I would say, it's worth having a consultation to see, does it make sense to just leave it as is? Are there benefits that outweigh the potential liabilities or risks from having you as a joint owner?
Okay. Is there any help for a person like me in this situation? Or, because I hear, there is help for caregivers, but I'm not sure. Because like I said, she can get around. It's not like she's bedridden or anything, but I don't know if there's any other help for me in this situation.
So oftentimes, yes. So you could be a paid caregiver. For instance, I had mentioned having a care contract in place between you and her for instance, veterans benefits, if that would be an option. There are also home and community-based Medicaid benefits. So most of the time, Medicaid long-term care benefits are for people who are in a nursing home. There are some programs available at home. And actually, a family member can be a paid caregiver through Medicaid. So you could actually receive compensation, potentially training, and all sorts of other supports through Medicaid as a family caregiver.
Okay. Is that something I would have to contact them for?
Well, so what I would say is there are a number of resources. You could call our office. There are some things that we can do to assist you. I would also really urge you to register for our Learn Care Share event coming up in May. Again, lots of resources available at that. So if you go to our website, zackbrownlaw.com, that's ZACBROWN law.com, you can go to events and you can see all of our events coming up and register. And then you can also call the office, 724-942-6200, and schedule a consultation. And we send out a questionnaire, we gather some information so that when you come to the office for your initial consultation, you are leaving the office with concrete action items that you can take.
Okay. Okay. Thank you so much for taking the time to answer my questions.
Thank you for calling.
All right. We're going to head to Washington, PA, and talk to Dan on the other side. If you have a question, Law for the Elderly, been a very brisk hour on the phone lines, but we have one more segment to go. But he wants to talk about something Ben's going to do, Attorney Ben Urso. Then we're going to go to break. Go ahead, Justin.
Yeah, absolutely. So Ben Urso, one of the attorneys in our office, is presenting this Thursday, that's February 29th, with Keith Traficant, a wealth management advisor, creating a solid asset protection plan for long-term care. That is at the Panera in the Galleria Mall in Mount Lebanon. And again, that is this Thursday, 9:30 to 10:30. You can visit the website to register for that event. Again, zackbrownlaw.com.
Come back. One more segment with Justin Ellis. Stay with us. All right, here we go. Back to the phones. Dan in Washington. You're on KDK. How you doing, Dan?
I'm doing well. What about you?
Good, sir. What's your question?
I'm calling about my mother-in-law and her husband. He was just, 3 months ago, he was discharged from the hospital into a memory care unit. And she, not able to live on her own, moved in with my wife and myself. They have limited income, Social Security and SSI, and they own a mobile home that they were living in. how is Social Security and Medicaid going to treat him and their combined finances?
So if he is applying for Medicaid, there are special rules in place to make sure that the spouse of a Medicaid recipient in the nursing home does not go broke trying to pay for nursing home care. And so a primary residence is exempt. If they sell that, any proceeds will then be a countable resource. But depending on what their other assets are, she may be able to protect all of that for herself to live on, and she may even get to keep some of his income to pay for her monthly expenses. And so a large portion of what we do in our office is to make sure not just that the person who's in the nursing home is on Medicaid, but that the person who is at home, the spouse who is at home, gets to protect as much as they can so that they can continue to live the rest of their life without going broke. So I would say it depends on the circumstances. I would recommend that you call the office and send in a questionnaire so that we can take a look and make sure that, you know, the law is used to the fullest extent to protect assets for your mother-in-law.
My mother-in-law, if I give you numbers, are you able to speak to me over the phone? I mean, like right now?
No, can't do it now. But if you call this office number, Dan, they'll get back to you next week. You can do it then. Let me give you that number, 724-942-6200. And I'll give you a few more moments to get a piece of paper and pencil if you didn't have one handy. By the way, they are in McKeesport, McMurray, Wexford, Delmont, and in Florida, in Bradenton and Pompano Beach, and the new office in Bonita Springs. But again, here is that number, Dan, 724-942-6200, 724-942-6200, ZachBrownLaw.com. All right, so a couple of minutes left. What have we learned? We've learned a lot today.
A lot of gifting. That's always a common question. A lot of joint asset questions. Again, all the time we get clients that are trying to sort of self-help. How can we do this without going to an attorney? And they don't realize how many pitfalls there are. And so, again, when we meet with clients, we try to get as much information in advance so that when you come in and speak with us, we already have a plan. And we spend that initial consultation advising you on exactly what it is we can do for you. We're not sitting there gathering additional information. We are educating you, informing you of what your options are, and you can leave the office with a pretty good idea of exactly what it is that we can do for you.
I think one of the things that I continue to learn each and every week, year after year, honesty is the best policy when it comes to this stuff. Sit down, be upfront, take a look what the assets are, and you will be shocked. More times than not, you don't have to throw a curveball to get a strike, you know, to make it work.
Yeah, and too often people think that we won't be able to help them without asking.
Or they think it's going to be an exuberant amount of money for you guys to help them.
Right. I tell people, you can't afford not to do this.
Because what you could lose in the end is a whole lot more than you'd ever have to spend.
Absolutely. And it is almost never too late. So we can typically, 99% of the time, do something to protect assets and make sure you are in a better position than when you walked in our door.
And the other thing, too, you can't YouTube this stuff.
No. And what applies to one person may not apply to you. We get that all the time. You know, Susie told me that, you know, her parents did this. Well, that might work for them, but the rules are so specific, that might not apply to your situation. And so you can't just take sort of the general information that you hear out there and say, oh, I can do this on my own. There are way too many pitfalls.
Well, it's like the brother or sister who works at the nursing home. They said, I can help you fill out Medicaid. You know, as much as they love you and they're trying to help you, it's not what they do every day. Even though they work in a place that utilizes it and it's a great thing every day, they're not the one that knows the legalese behind everything and the little thing that can make a huge difference in somebody filling out those forms.
Yeah, and the reality is even the caseworkers who work for the county that are processing these, they miss things. That's why we have a job. We sit there and we advocate for our clients to make sure that every I is dotted, every T is crossed, and we are utilizing Medicaid's rules to the fullest extent to protect our clients. And so it means making sure that if Medicaid is being applied retroactively, that it's going back to the earliest possible date. I get clients all the time, they are elated that Medicaid has approved them. And I say, okay, well, I actually have to appeal that approval because the caseworker got this date wrong. And I need that to be right.
It's got to be right.
Yeah.
Listen, always a pleasure. You did a great job today.
Yeah, thanks for having me, and thank you to all of the listeners and especially the callers. I always appreciate when people call and ask questions.
All right, there he goes, Attorney Justin Ellis. You're going to play what today, pickleball? What are you doing?
Paddle, platform tennis, paddle.
You're too young to play pickle. Paddle now, pickle later.
Oh, I pickle too.
Do you?
Yeah, nice. Absolutely.
All right, take care of yourself. Always good seeing you. Here's that phone number again, 724-942-6200, 724-942-6200. Beth Andrews, Net Worth Financial Advisors. That'll wrap up our very busy day, but in a blink, we'll be back again tomorrow morning, bright and early, right after CBS Radio News at 5 a.m. Stick with my colleagues throughout the day, live and local, right here at KDK Radio. And coming up in just a couple of moments, David Ballarato with that news at 1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.